Rita Ewing broke on the literary scene with her first book, Home Court Advantage, which she co-wrote. Now, the former wife of NBA legend Patrick Ewing is making her solo debut as a writer with her novel titled Brick House. Ewing says while Brick House is less autobiographical than Home Court Advantage, both draw on her experiences.
This book, Brick House, is something that, you know, I thought up. The idea was based on experiences I had while opening up my bookstore in Harlem. So therefore, you have Harlem as the backdrop for the book.
Which of the two books is closest to you?
Probably both about the same. Home Court Advantage was the New York Flyers, which is a New York-based basketball team, and the men and women involved. That was me back in the 80s and 90s with Patrick. Brick House is based on a gym in Harlem called Brick House and an entrepreneur going through the challenges of opening and keeping her business there in Harlem, which is going through a major transition now with the bigger businesses coming in. And a woman, Nona, who is a fitness guru. I started training in a gym years ago. So the whole backdrop of the gym scenario, which was such an intriguing scene for me and definitely part of my life.
Has it at all been difficult for you to utilize your life, frankly, in your book? Do you think, maybe that's too private of a time? I don't want to share that.
I don't know that the privacy of the moment comes into play. I think what gets me is that for years, I've dealt with the stereotypes of being married to an NBA athlete. Mm-hmm. And so when I write about these characters, oftentimes I am feeding into the stereotypes. With Home Court Advantage, we were able to give both sides. We were able to show women who were completely different from the stereotypical trophy wife. And I did the same in this book, in Brick House.
How much of what you have done was a way to show people who may have characterized you to say, look, I'm a businesswoman, I'm a writer, I've had a nursing degree, I am my own person. How much was it important for you to put that out?
It's always been important. And I guess simply because I was raised by parents who always stressed education. And so to come from all of that, that kind of background to this whole thing where you're just hit with this stamp that you're the complete opposite of all that you were raised to be, it's very challenging. And so I do appreciate the opportunity to present me as who I am and hope that people don't feed into the stereotypes, don't label me.
You know, what's interesting, too, in the new book, Brick House, is the idea that you deal with a number of things that are in the news today. Steroid use, gentrification, and the idea of using Harlem as the model there. Is that a want of yours to interject these kinds of social matters into these books as well? Is it conscious to do that?
At the time when I was writing this, I was going to focus on AIDS, but it was I kind of felt like, oh, everybody's talked about that. So let me focus on something else and something that is very prevalent amongst the fitness industry. So I thought I'd throw in there, you know, a little bit of the steroid abuse with the trainer, Alan Wade. You see the turn it took. I mean,
well, one of the interesting things that you find is the development of characters. How many of your friends now look at you and are careful to say things around you for fear that they're next in the book?
Not too many. And I think it's because I've never really picked particular people or situations where someone could say, I know you're writing about me. If anything, it would be more based on my own personal experiences.
But do people say that anyway, though?
Kind of
do they try to find themselves?
Ingest, sometimes, you know, yeah. Which is fine.
The new book, it's a novel called Brick House by Rita Ewing. We thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.